Mary. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Juan. I hope that you're doing well. So, yeah, calling you back regarding the call forwarding setup update. Okay, so so our technical team did set again, okay, to skip over the app and forward directly to your primary number. So, again, Juan, in this setup, we are unable to forward calls to the secondary number. Okay, as the system cannot reroute, yeah, once the call has already been, you know, directed outside the app. So, yeah, regarding the, let me just go back to, other messages here. Yeah, regarding the ring time through the app, yeah, they have already added a card for that one. But then again, I don't have the estimated time on when that's going to be implemented. So I know it's going to be a hassle on your part because yeah, because you're very hands on with your business and you know you go to the field.
Yeah, it's hard for me to always take a phone call, so that's why I need to, and I'm not going to be answering the calls the whole time anyways. I need to give that position to somebody else. I don't have time to answer the calls, so, yeah, let me know when you guys get that part fixed or whatever, and we'll go from there.
Yes, yes, Juan. Okay. Yeah, how about for the meantime, you know, we just forward a call directly to the secondary number. Is that not possible at this time?
Yes, but remember I told you that that's fine, but sometimes we need to switch. You know what I mean? I can't expect that person to work, you know, from 8 to 8. I can only expect them to work an 8-hour shift or whatever. You understand what I'm saying? So for the hours that I don't have that person working, I need to be able to answer the phone myself. So as long as I'm able to turn it on, turn it off type thing, then, yeah, which that should be easy, correct?
Okay.
Unless the app's not working, like you said.
Okay. How about this?
Is there a way for me to go into the dashboard and configure the forwarding?
Unfortunately, we cannot do that from within the dashboard. This has to be done within our end. So,
okay.
Let me see. How about this? Like, during her work hours, like, we can forward it directly to her number. So, as soon as she's, you know, out, then we can change it back to your number.
Okay. And so you guys will handle that?
Yeah, we will handle the update here. I'll just put a reminder here for myself, okay, to make sure that it gets updated.
That seems like a lot of work for you guys. Like, that's a lot of hassle.
Well, for me, it's completely okay, though.
Every single day.
Do it, like, on the timer.
That's what I'm saying. No, they'd have to go in there and switch it every time. All right, yeah, I mean, until you guys, I guess, figure out your app situation, yeah, I guess that's how we can do it. But let me verify those times, and I'll get back to you. I do have another question, though.
Sure, sure.
My Google account. The only thing I can see is profile. Like, I can only go into the profile. I can't go into, like, my actual setting, like, my actual business profile where I can, like, my Google ID or any of that stuff.
Okay, did you go to... you mean like directly to your Google Business Profile listing?
Kind of, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like my Google page, but it's not like the... So if I go to like Google and I look up my page, I can go to my business profile. I could do that, but it doesn't have like everything in there. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Like, I can't see all of my information, my Google ID or whatever it's called.
Okay. Yeah, it's probably because, let me see that here.
I'm probably trying to go through the wrong access or whatever. I've never been showed any of that. So I'm just trying to get a little bit more in tune with my stuff. You know what I mean? I want to know what I'm paying for. I want to see the stuff that I got going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see here that you have access to the Google Business listing. Yeah, you should be able to see that, you know, more options if you wanted to. Okay. You said that you wanted to see the profile ID?
Yeah, the Google ID, whatever my Google ID is.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
stuff
yeah.
Like that. Where do I find all that information at?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I just want to go to like a dashboard for Google,
mm-hmm.
not just a business profile.
Okay, not just through the local Splash app, because this Google profile is also linked to your Google app, to your local Splash app. Have you gone to the business.google.com/locations?
Hold on, let me see. You said, say that again?
business.google.com/locations with the S.
I said, if I go here, it says select the best actions.
Okay, you see your Google Business listing?
Yeah, and I said accept Google updates. So should I accept this? See, this is why I'm saying I wanted to get in here, because there's stuff that I don't even, you know what I mean, I probably should be doing or something.
Mm-hmm.
Accept. Profile. Yeah, you see, this just takes me to like the generic profile, like where everybody can see.
Okay. How about if you scroll down for a little and then see if you get to see this information, like your business on Google.
Hold on, let me see. Let's see your profile.
Yeah, you will get into the profile manager, and then
I had to click on all the dots up there or whatever, but nothing is loading up. Google App Business Manager. So all it's doing, so literally when I click on Business Manager, it literally just pulls up like my website,
mm-hmm.
and then my Google listing. That's it.
You don't see these options like edit profile, read reviews, photos, post, something like that.
Yeah, I know where to get to that part. Yeah, I can get to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that doesn't show any of my information, like my Google ID or nothing like that.
Okay, do you see the three dots?
Hold on. Do I see three dots where?
Right next to the profile string. You see that little circle? That's the profile string. And then you click three dots, you should be able to see information like business profile settings, notifications.
Hold on. I'll give me my own. Hold on, give me 1 second.
Okay.
So, your business on Google, edit profile, yeah, I see those, okay.
Okay, yeah, you should.
Hit the three dots?
Yeah, the three dots.
Okay.
Okay, you should see the business profile settings, yeah. From
yep.
there, it can,
okay,
yeah, you will see people and access, advanced settings, yeah. If you click on advanced settings, you will see your business profile ID. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha, okay. Perfect. Bookings and inquiries from customers. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I wanted to see right here. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome, Juan. So yeah, regarding call tracking, yeah, I'll still need to discuss that. Okay, with the team.
Thanks.
So mm-hmm.
yeah, and I'll get back with you to let you know about the timing, the hours
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
Sure. All right. Yeah, I'll talk to you again, Juan. And, yeah, let
okay.
me know if you have any other questions, though, aside from this.
I sure will. Thank you. I'll be
okay.
calling you soon.
Sure.
I'll
yeah.
call you back
look,
today.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Look forward for your call.
Okay. Thank
All
you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye.